If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
We cannot do justice apart from the author of justice, Christ the Lord. But when we are in Christ and Christ in us, he works through us to love, honor, respect, treat fairly, give mercy, and especially forgive.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, practice what you preach. Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. The proof's in the pudding. Live up to reputation. He's all words and no action. He's all talk. There's something irritating to all of us about the person who doesn't do what he says, or even worse, does the opposite. We, of course, are not the only generation who has had their share of hypocrisy, and of course, we all love to throw mud at politicians, not to mention the church. One of the latest architectural techniques today in building in older cities is something you see in downtown Wilmington and much in places like Washington, D.C. The developers want to build a tall building, but the older buildings, with all their character and relation to the neighborhood, are only a couple stories tall. So they destroy everything behind the frontage, being very careful to support it so as to not to let it collapse. Then behind the bricks and windows and decorative trim, they build a modern tall building. When you roll down the street, you may not even notice the building above just the facade. At first, when I saw this, I thought, how strange. But now I have come to expect it. Sometimes, many times, people are like these buildings, one thing to the world and something totally other on the inside. But today on Wings of the Morning, we're going to continue our conversation about God's desire for obedience and not ritual. But right now, Big Daddy Weave tells us how we can see love come to life.
On the inside, wondering about this heart of mine. I've been desperately trying to find a way to prove that I'm still alive. Has the love I speak so loudly of quietly grown cold? Has my life been an empty voice? What I say needs to be seen. Choice to let go of everything. inside of me. Love come to life, love come to life, bring love to life inside of me.
Whenever people start talking about religion, inevitably somebody will say something like, well, aren't all religions basically the same? We all worship the same God, don't we? Then, of course, often when people are asked if they think they are going to heaven when they die and why, they respond, well, yes, because my good outweighs my bad. Doing good things, being ethical, this is what the religions of the world are about. And that's why people say those things. Whether there are many gods like Hinduism or no god like Buddhism, the essence of your religion is to do good according to the tenets of the religion. In fact, the better you are in some cases, the more good you do. Some have you reincarnated to better and better lives on earth. In fact, my friend, none of that is true. There are some in Christianity who read verses like Hosea 6:6, for I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and Micah 6:8, and what does the Lord require of you to act justly and to love mercy? And say, see, it's all about actions of mercy and justice. Some even try to point us away from calling people into a decision to ask Christ to come in and reside in their lives and toward actions of so-called social justice and good deeds. This is perceived as acting justly and loving mercy. So they come to think things like, if I feed more people, if I give more clothing, if I even volunteer at the mission, or if I join in all kinds of social causes, I'm doing the things God desires, and then I will go to heaven when I die. As much as I want all of you to continue volunteering, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, donating to the mission, and as much as I desire for people to do things like fight for the unborn, none of these things, none of them, or even acting morally, will get you to heaven. So what did these prophets mean, and especially when the Son of God, Jesus, says the same thing? What does he mean? First of all, from the context of Hosea, Micah, and the two passages in Matthew of Jesus quoting Hosea, it is so very clear that the terrible religious practices of Israel, worshiping pagan gods, and how religious they were, and the religious legalism of the Pharisees saying that the loving Son of God should not eat with sinners, were all about just empty rituals. They were out of tune and out of touch with God. Secondly, and we get this from Jesus' second time in quoting that passage from Hosea, that when he says that the Pharisees don't know what it means, he says that it is because they don't know him, who he really was. He says, I tell you, that one greater than the temple is here. For the Son of Man, which is Jesus, is Lord of the Sabbath. The temple and the Sabbath are not the problem, but they never replace our relations with the Lord of both, that is, Jesus. Thirdly, what's the mercy and the justice that even Jesus is talking about? The former legalistic Pharisee himself, Paul, he was so bad at legalism, he even killed Christians. He tells the Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. God made him who had not sinned, Jesus, that is, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Become the righteousness of God. That concept, the righteousness, is the same concept of equity and justice that Hosea, Micah, and all the prophets talked of, and is found in Christ in us. We cannot do justice apart from the author of justice, Christ the Lord. But when we are in Christ in us, he works through us to love, honor, respect, treat fairly, give mercy, and especially forgive. Because while we were yet sinners without justice and mercy, but unforgiveness and hate, Christ died for us to save us. This is not religious ritual, which leads to legalism and hypocrisy, but relationship and transformation through the Son of God. To do justice and love mercy, you must have the author of justice, of righteousness, of right action living within you. How about this? How about inviting him, this author of justice, of righteousness, of mercy, into your life right now? You can do it. Pray with me. Pray, dear Jesus. Pray it. Dear Jesus, you are the only one who can change me. I have tried and tried and tried and failed. Please forgive me of my sins and be my righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please, please call me or write me. I'd love that. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL.
You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.